الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله شكرت الله سبحانه وتعالى. Salutation to Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, to his family members, to his companions, to all Muslim Muslimat, Muminin Muminat. Firstly, I would like to apologize for being late just now. Okay. Inshallah, I would want to say the reason, but it will be a common reason that every parent will say it because of their child. Okay, I'm still very grateful to be here, mashallah, to be able to share with all of you. How's all of you doing? Are you all well? Good, mashallah. Okay, all of you have eaten your dinner, then, mashallah, and I hope that inshallah the sharing tonight will be beneficial. And it is something that all of you have been looking forward to since the time that they announced the session. And the session or the sharing that I'll be going through with all of you. And when I say sharing, I'm not here to teach. I'm here to, inshallah, hopefully enlighten all of you about the relationship, the important relationship between ourselves and Al-Quran. And as a Muslim, okay, we need to understand that Al-Quran, we know that Al-Quran is our main guidance. But why? Why Al-Quran? And how? There's a lot of message in the Quran, there's a lot of information in the Quran that we don't understand because mainly it is in Arabic. Okay? But let's go back to basic. Let's go back to the foundation of the purpose of Al-Quran. Why is it important for it to be there for us to go through the journey on this earth, inshallah. Next slide, please. Okay, so the number one question is, what's the purpose of Al-Quran? Why is it important for us to make sure that we understand the content of the Quran? Next. So Al-Quran is known as Nur. So what is a Nur? Nur is light. One of the things that we, if we truly understand about the Quran, is that it gives us an enlightenment. It gives us the purpose. It gives us some guidance. The thing about being the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being sent down onto this earth, firstly, who loves darkness? Anyone here? Start. Best. Other than you are sleeping, Okay, sleep, we like dark, okay? But who love to just be in the dark and then do their homework? Having a discussion. Oh, now let's have a talk, then everything closed, light. Just now when I was at the car park, I already panicked. And the car park was so dark, subhanallah. And I was like, am I in the right place or not? Okay. So, subhanallah, as nature, as our fitrah, is to, we don't feel comfortable being in the dark. So, that is the basic of Al-Quran, the purpose of having Al-Quran in our life, is to give us that encouragement or that confidence to go through this life. The thing is that we don't know what's going on. We don't know what's going to happen. But we for sure know the answer is there. The only thing that we need to do is we need to go and dig deep. We need to go and go through this whole 114 surahs of the Quran. And if we want to know even more, we go through the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, the first thing that we need to know, that we need Al-Quran. And the beautiful thing about Al-Quran is every part of the surah, the ayat that all of you are going to inshallah read, it is going to be very, very interesting. Later on, inshallah, I will share with all of you some of the beautiful stories of the Quran. That, wallahi, until today, That is not the first time I recite the ayat. That's not the first time I share about the stories of that ayat. But wallahi, I tell all of you, every time I share, every time I feel like it's my first time, and I always excited. And the excitement that I'm showing all of you right now, this is something that I always show to all my students, everyone that I share. Inshallah, we will come to that later on. Next. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in surah Al-Mulk, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. Which means blessed is the one in whose hand rests all authority, and he is most capable of everything. He is the one who created death and life in order to test which of you is best indeed. And he is the Almighty and all forgiving. So, my brothers, my sisters, what is the purpose of us going through this life on earth? Number one is to be tested. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have never mentioned in Al-Quran, those who submit to Allah, all of you will become millionaires. Find for me the ayah. Anyone? You submit to Allah wholeheartedly, full submission. No problem, no issue, relax. Very chill, your life. No. One of the proof is this ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly mentioned, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. To test which of you, which of us, that has the best of it. But the thing is that, are we perfect? No. We will make mistakes, confirm 100%. That is why look at how Allah Ta'ala ended the ayat. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. He is almighty and he is also unforgiving. This is one of the patterns that you will always see in the Quran. Allah is الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. He is all-powerful and he is also wise. This characteristic can never be found in a creation of Allah at one time. Because Al-Aziz, Almighty, is a reminder of authority. And being forgiving is a reminder of someone who is kind and loving. For example, if I were to ask you for example, you have an issue, a problem, then I say, brother, if you have any problem, you come to me. I know people. Okay? Any issue, no problem. I send my guys, settle. If I say like that to you, do you think I am someone who like macam, someone who is very gentle and kind, and will settle issues that has something to do with small kind of issues or something that is very serious? It sounds very serious, right? But if let's say you come to me, you have a problem, I say to you, okay, go and meet this man. He's someone that I know who is very kind and gentle, someone who has went through a lot of experience, and I believe that with his wisdom he will be someone that is going to give you the best appropriate advice. If I describe that way, you all feel a bit calm now compared to the first description. The first one, like gangster, right? Like mafia boss, But the second one is someone like Macha Vaya. I think I need to meet that guy. But the thing is, at one time, you can only be one. It is going to be very confusing if someone were to say, this guy, he knows people, but at the same, he knows people, he will settle all your problems, but at the same time, this guy also very gentle and kind. You want to imagine a mafia boss who is very gentle and kind. This is the term the Malay call kelakar serap. What's that here? I cannot imagine. And but for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He can be both at one time, which His creation will never be able to. And this has been mentioned so many times in the Quran. That don't worry, go through life. Go through whatever challenges that I need you to go through. But in case all of you cock up, you went through any kind of difficulties, come back to me. Come back to me. I know. You guys made mistakes. Don't try to hide. Because I know. Because Allah is Al-Aziz. He is in control. But at the end of the day, He is also going to be the one that going to care for you. Going to sayang you. Going to be the one that going to correct you. And hold your hands. And comfort you. So, everyone, this is the first part of the purpose of having our Quran in our life. And our purpose. Now, to go a bit more detail, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I did not create the jinn and the man except for to worship. Now, how do we worship? Recently, I saw a video that talks about act of worship. This person is not a Muslim, but what he said is, it makes so much sense. When we are created, as a creation, we need to worship. If you are not worshiping God, if you are not worshipping your creator, you will be worshipping something. And there's no such thing as, no, I am free, I don't worship anything, I do whatever that I want. Meaning you are worshipping your own ideas. Whether, again, you are not worshipping God, you are worshipping another man, you are worshipping money, you are worshipping a cow, or so on. Meaning that you cannot run away from the act of worship. So, yes, that's what Allah Ta'ala said. And Allah did not say Muslims. Allah Ta'ala did not say men, women. Allah Ta'ala said every human creation that I have created will have a purpose, and that is to worship. To worship who? How do I worship? Next. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to the Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Maybe some of you may know this story. Nabi Musa alayhi salam ran away from Egypt. And then, after he had went through some journey out of Egypt, he got married. He wanted to come back to Egypt again. So he was wondering why he might have been in Egypt. Allah said that you were going to get down now. And he was going to let me and my son help because of it's been a while now. He thinks I will go back to Egypt. It's the world of Allah. So, you might want to know that you can't get a little bit of 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 a little Worship except me. So worship me alone and establish prayer for my remembrance. So this is how Al-Quran works. As what we go, now we track back. We are on this earth, we have been created, we do not want to be left in darkness. So we need some guidance and we need to have a purpose. And what's our purpose? We need to be tested. But in the thing is, I don't want to fail. I want to be successful. All of us want to be successful. And then, how do we make sure that we continuously be successful? And how do we need to make sure that we are always on track? And to do our purpose. And that is to worship. But now worship who? Allah already mentioned in the Quran. To worship Him alone, none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are worthy of worship. So this is how clear Al-Quran is. I do not need to go and find detailed tafsir, detailed explanation about this. All of you understand, right? Clear? This is merely just translation. A good translation from the Quran. And this is to show all of you that how beautiful Al-Quran is, that by getting a clear, proper translation, understand. But of course, we need to know, like, okay, so I want to worship Allah, so how? How do we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that is when Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes in. That is when the act of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes in. That is how Al-Quran and Sunnah complement one another. So this is why, a reminder for myself and all of you. You cannot just rely on Al-Quran alone. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to us for a purpose. And the purpose is to make sure that we go through this life as easy as possible. And the, again, another beautiful part of Al-Quran and Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's always relevant. No matter where you go, no matter what generation you are in, when you do it the right way, when you practice it the right way, when you have a proper understanding of it, you want to practice? No problem. Very easy. So, the main part of act of worship that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did was salah. Next. So, how do Allah show His guidance through the Quran? Next. Okay, hold on. Oh, all right. I think I actually switched the slide, but it's okay, never mind. Leave it here. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah a beautiful ayah regarding the test that He will send down to us. What kind of test? Because that's how we started with test, right? Allah said, ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين. Which means we will certainly test you with a touch of fear and famine and loss of property, life and crops. Give good news to those who patiently endure.
الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ.
Who say, when struck by a disaster, surely to Allah we belong, and to Him we will all return. So if we can see here, another beautiful reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us to make sure that we go through the process of the test with ease, but by mentioning what kind of test. The first thing Allah ta'ala said, Allah ta'ala will give us a bit of that test by giving that touch of fear. Fear of what? Fear of losing. Losing maybe sustenance. Feeling hungry. No one wants to feel hungry. وَنَقْسِ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. The fear of not having enough money. وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. And life. Someone, those who we love, Allah take them back away. Take them back from us. وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. The sweetness of this world, such as the crops that we have. All of these are essentials, right? And Allah said, it does not belong to you. It belongs to who? It belongs to Allah. That at the end of the day, Allah will be taking all of it away, and Allah reminds you. It's okay. This is part of going through life on earth. The only thing that all of you need to do is, Allah said, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give glad tidings to those who remain steadfast, who remain patient, and part of being patient is trust. But the problem here is, how do we trust when we don't even know about the guidance? It's not easy to trust, right? It's not easy to gain someone's trust. To lose someone's trust is easy. But to gain trust, it takes time. Same goes for when it comes to you, your relationship, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, every day, all of you say this. Every day, 17 times wajib, you say this. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Which means?
إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. Only you we worship. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And only you we seek for help.
Okay, inshallah, the act of worship, I trust, inshallah, all of us are doing it. But what about the second part?
وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ.
Only you we seek for help. Is it true that the first, when you have any problems, whether it is in terms of feeling that, having that fear, or hungry, or you feel that your finance is a bit tight this month, and then you lost some of the people that you love, your loved ones, your family, your friends, when that happened, do you truly go to Allah first, or you go Google first? Or you go to your friends first. But the thing is that every day we say to Allah, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. I give an example. Example, every day. Sorry, brother, what's your name? Suhail. Okay, every day, for example, I message Suhail. Message on WhatsApp. Suhail, if I need any help, I will message you later. That's why every day he said, okay, Ustaz, no problem. Then the next day, just once a day only. Not 17 times. 17 times a bit too much. Once a day, I message you, okay. I just want to get your attention. I just want to remember. For one whole year, I did that. All of a sudden, after the whole year of messaging Suhail, sorry, brother, what's your name? Hafiz. All of a sudden, I message Hafiz. How do you feel? I mean, this is just our example only. I feel almost that. Oh, what's going on right now, Ustaz? Did something happen? One year, I never stopped responding, you know, Ustaz. I never stopped responding to you. All of a sudden, when you have any problem, you go to Hafiz. This is just our, of course, Allah's example is greatest. But this is just a bit of an example. Every day, 17 times, wajib, you say to Allah, Allah, if I need help, I will come to you. You are going to be the first one that I promise you, Allah, to seek for help. Now, this is my question to all of you, for all of you to reflect. Did you look for Allah? Where He have said that He will test you. He will definitely test you with all of this. If it's not everything at one go, now Ramin Dali, hopefully, not everything at one time. Bit by bit. And then He reminded you, it's okay. All of this that you had was from Him. And it came from Him, it returned back to Him. Hopefully it will come back to you, hopefully, inshallah. But the thing is that you've never searched for Him. You've never gone back to the source. Yeah, I'm not saying you lah, literally not you. Okay, you're already stressed already. I did, Ustaz. And all the one, every faces are like, no, Ustaz, I did, Ustaz. And not you, I'm just saying you out there. Okay, thanks. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وَاسْتَعِينُ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. This is also in Surah Al-Baqarah. And seek help through patience and prayers. Indeed, it is a burden except for the humble. The thing is this. This translation actually doesn't match with this actual word. And the way I say it also, no. Cannot. Wrong. Wasta'inu is a command. So the tone is supposed to be like this. And seek through patience and prayers. What does that mean? Allah is emphasizing to all of us, you guys, all of you have problems. So what must all of you do? Come to me. But how? Number one, first thing all of you must do is relax, chill, patience. And then chill only, patience only, one corner, relax, done. You know, it won't work. You need to do this also. Was-salah. And communicate with me. That is the purpose of salah. We are communicating with Allah. We are complaining to Allah. If you do not make dua, one of the best time to make dua is the last sujood. Before you sit do your last sitting. Or after salah. You can make dua, you can raise your hand, you can make dua while you are making your sujood, up to you. But you must do this together. You cannot do this and then you don't do this. Example. Or especially when you do this but you don't do this. I solat, ustaz. I make tahajjud. But how long? How long must I wait? As long as Allah thinks that you need to do that. And Allah will give when Allah thinks that you deserve it. When Allah thinks that you are ready. When you have accepted, to accept it and be grateful to Him. Because na'udhu min dhalik, we do not want this to happen. When Allah give you the solution, and what you say, I've done my salah, this is the reward for me, for have been doing all the tahajjud. How many nights I did tahajjud? 30 days I did tahajjud, or 30 days, this I get, if I do 60 days, how many? Now, it's all about who? But what you did, who said that? Who did that mistake? Iblis. Iblis thought that he was raised by Allah to be at the level of Malaika because of his deeds. Oh, because I keep on doing my dhikr, now Allah raised my status. Now I am from the jinn, now I am amongst the Malaika. Because of who? Because of my deeds. That is why when the time that he was asked to prostrate, what did he say? I am made out of fire. He is made out of clay. How can I worship? How can I bow down to him? See? Na'udhu min dhalik. The mistakes have already been made. So we don't want to repeat the same mistake again. So, must do both at one time. Seek patience. How do you seek patience? Sometimes the thing is that when the problem is too much, sometimes we just need some good people around us. That is why, look at your on your right and on your left. These are the people that hopefully, inshallah, when you are going through some difficulties, you can hopefully trust them, inshallah. Get contact number and everything, okay? And then after that, once you have already seek for patience, continue your submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it will be only easy for those who are khashi'in, properly having that focus of their purpose and understand their purpose, that we are here not to enjoy on earth. You want to enjoy, wait, start tired of that every day solat subuh. Every day I have to do solat isha. Very tired. Yes, it is tiring. You think I am not tired, is it? I am with my twin boys some more. And I didn't sleep well yesterday also. I almost fall asleep during solat Jumaat just now. I'm being very honest. I'm going to cut this part of the video. But alhamdulillah. I'm so happy. Well, when just now Amal mentioned that tonight there will be about 50 of you, I was like, wow, mashallah. All of a sudden, it becomes a bit of a fuel for me to, okay, let's go, let's do this. So, you guys need to continue to refresh. Find your purpose. Need help, seek for help. Because no choice. You want to relax with it. Later, Jannah, there's a time where we relax. And how do you find that motivation of Jannah? Open Surah Al-Rahman. There's so many beautiful reminders there. Hopefully one day I'm able to share with all of you more about it. Or you guys can find out on your own. Next slide, please. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is being mentioned in the Quran 13 times. 4 times in Surah Al-Baqarah. The specific ayat that I want to highlight here is the part فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. But let me read the whole ayat. قُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. Allah referred to Nabi Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidatana Hawa after they have committed the mistake. Both of them together with Iblis to descend, all of you, onto this earth. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَى. But if the time that later on when you all of you are on this earth, I'm not going to leave all of you just like that. I will send guidance. فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَا, those who accept my guidance, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, they will not have any kind of fear. They will not feel any fear, neither that they will have any kind of feeling of sadness. This is what I'm saying to all of you, that Allah promised to give all of us on this earth. No mention of $1 million. No mention of a mansion. There's no Ferrari, Lamborghini, Bugatti, donut, all don't have. But Allah said He will remove fear and sadness. You have a lot of money, but everywhere you go, you can't even sit drinking coffee, also cannot. Like example, Cristiano, I watched a video of him. Want to drink coffee? One person comes, signature, want to sign this, sign that. He can't even enjoy his alone time. Can, maybe secluded. Cannot be like normal people. Have a lot of wealth, have a lot of fame. At the end of the day, there's so many in the news right now. All of you are seeing. At the end of the day, no happiness. Because so much fear that end up cause a lot of sadness. Families are breaking up, children gone. Now Ramadan. But Allah Ta'ala said, you want to make sure that you don't go through all of this. فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ, follow. Follow the guidance of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. How to find out? How to know? Go through the Quran. And like I said, this is not being mentioned only once. One time in the Quran should be enough. Because Allah will never repeat unnecessarily. That's how Al-Quran works. But if Allah were to mention it multiple times, next slide please. Just now, Surah Al-Baqarah, ayat 38. Now, Surah Al-Baqarah, ayat number 277. This is the fourth time Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. In Surah Al-Baqarah. Just now was at the beginning, now at the ending. Same thing, but a little bit different reminder. We said, descend all of you. Okay, no, this is not the meaning. Sorry, I think I made a mistake here. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, indeed those who submit to Allah and does goodness. وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ, those who stand up and perform their prayers. وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةِ, and give out the compulsory charity. لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, they will receive goodness from their Lord. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, and the one that is very clear. So what's the ajr? What's the goodness that we will receive? Don't know? Allah said we will receive goodness. But the one that Allah Ta'ala made it very specific, same thing. Allah will remove fear and sadness. Enough? Sit down. Go back home. Think about it. Enough? Not. If I have whatever that I'm going through right now, and I can go anywhere, I can come back home anytime. Especially ladies right now, you are able to roam freely, especially in Singapore, and go back home, alhamdulillah, get to rest at the comfort of your own home, see your family, everyone is happy. There are things that you might want to pursue. There are things that you might want to buy. There are things you say you need, right? But actually you want. Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong to have LVs, Gucci, and nothing wrong to want to buy a luxury cars. I always say this, you have the means, go ahead. Because at the end of the day, the sustenance that you have, isn't it from Allah? And you have the means, right? Go. Buy. Why not? But remember, don't at the end of the day, when you have all of this, the more arrogant you become, where you are supposed to be even more humble of the goodness Allah Ta'ala has granted to you. Next. Last, before I end, okay? I want to share with all of you one of the beauty of the ayat of the Quran. Because at the end of the day, we need to have some life lessons and stories that to make it interesting. And Al-Quran, I say to all of you, is filled with beautiful stories. Continue, next. This is from Surah Al-Baqarah, ayat number 67. And remember, when Moses said to his people, Allah commands you to sacrifice a cow. They replied, are you mocking us? Moses responded, I seek refuge in Allah from acting foolishly. Surah Al-Baqarah, the cow. Why is it known as the cow? Part of the story is this, the story of the cow. Next. They say, call upon your Lord to clarify for us what type of cow it should be. He replied, say, Allah says, the cow should neither be old nor young, but in between. So do as you are commanded. Next. They say, call upon your Lord to specify for us its color. He replied, Allah says it should be a bright yellow cow, pleasant to see. Next. Again, they say, call upon your Lord so that we may make clear to us, so he may make clear to us which cow, for all cows look the same to us. Then, Allah willing, we will be guided to the right one. Next. He replied, Allah says, it should have been used neither to till the soil nor water the fields, wholesome and without blemish. They said, now you have come with the truth. Yet they still slaughtered it hesitantly. Okay, because I'm running out of time, so that's why I'm going through the ayats first. So what happened? The people at that time, a murder happened. Someone was killed and they don't know who is the killer. They have a prophet. Prophet have access direct to Allah. So they straightway go to Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Oh Musa, we have this issue right now, please help us. So Nabi Musa alayhi salam called to Allah. And then Allah Ta'ala said, slaughter a cow. Then what did they answer? Are you trying to make a fool out of us? We asked to find who's the murderer, you asked us to slaughter a cow for what? I give an example, they never say like that, but I just try to dramatize a bit, okay? Then look at the reply of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. He said that, Ya Allah, please protect me from becoming amongst the foolish.
And
Now they have to actually come out with a lot of money to get that cow. You want to know more? You can find out the story, inshallah. But the lesson for us here is that the message is simple. It is for us to worship Allah the way that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have taught us. For us to do our duties comes to fasting, and we can now go online and find out the benefits of fasting, to give out zakat, the importance of doing zakat, to go through the process of going for hajj. Why is it important? Part of it is to make sure that we see all of us are actually the same, because all of us are going to be wearing the same clothes. All of us at that time, inshallah, botak. For the men, no hair, and we are in a place that everyone, the whole world will be there, and you have no choice but to communicate with people, help people. There's so much lessons can be learned through the journey of Hajj. So much that you can learn about yourself, you can learn about your partner, you can learn about your friends, mashallah. And will you be tested? Confirm 100%. So, let us not be like them. And look at even how they talk to their Prophet. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's never any of his companions call him by name. And look at how the people of Nabi Musa alayhi salam call him. Oh Musa, call upon your Lord. I like to give this example. Example of we sibling, then we have some quarrel. And then you go and talk to your father. Your father and my father are the same. Example. And Allah, they are Allah also. Same. But look at the way they say. Because isn't that adab comes from there also, the way we say, right? They say what? Allah, what's that say? Powerful than Allah. Okay. Sorry, it slipped out of my mind. What I wanted to say. But basically, words are very powerful, right? It may not hurt you physically. And the thing is that sometimes physical wound can heal faster than the words that has been said. And you can remember that even longer. Current holidays. Okay. Well, today, after 30 seconds, they forget with you. What? Huh? Yeah. But ladies, you give them 10. 10 years or so, they will tell. You remember that last 10 years you did? Okay. MashaAllah. It's not all of it, don't worry. I'll go cut all of it. Alright. So, MashaAllah. And more. There's so many more beautiful stories in the Quran. And one of the prophet, main prophets that Allah mentioned many times in the Quran is Nabi Musa. Why? Because he went through a lot with his people. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, wallahi, he is a very garang man. How fierce he was, when he met with Allah, he came back down, the people all gone chaos. Before that, he advised his brother, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, to take care of his people. But Then what happened now? He went to his brother, he pulled his beard and his head. Bro, what is going on? How do we know that? Allah mentioned in the Quran saying that Nabi Harun alayhi salam begged his brother, don't, please don't pull my head and my beard. Oh, my brother, oh, the son of my mother. He begged his brother to let him go. Subhanallah. Nabi Musa alayhi salam endured with his people so much that at the end of the day, he, Ya Allah, I leave them to you. I leave them to you. But still, he came back to his people. He reached out to his people. He asked, he helped his people, advised his people. This is the love of the prophets. If Nabi Musa alayhi salam is that loving, what about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So, other than going through the ayat of the Quran, learning how to read the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before we end, my encouragement to all of you, you really want to increase the love for Al-Quran, go through the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And subhanallah, you will find that, Ya Allah, I will be a fool not to go through these words of Allah when I know the man that actually he sent these words to is this great and this patient and this kind and this loving. Next. So, at the end, we want Al-Quran to be our best friend. And what did Rasulullah SAW say? Next. Rasulullah SAW said, اقرأوا القرآن. Read the Quran. فَإِنَّهُ يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ شَفِيعًا لِأَصْحَابِهِ. When you recite the Quran, inshallah, when the day that all of you need help the most, and that is يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, inshallah, it will come as an intercessor for those who recite it. The thing is that the Rasulullah said, any surah, how many ayat, the whole Quran must be Surah Al-Baqarah, eh? No. Rasulullah said, just read the Quran. Whatever that you can afford. Ustaz, I've been learning, Ustaz, 10 years already, I'm still struggling. It's okay. Because Rasulullah said, those who recite the Quran fluently, they will get one reward. But those who are struggling, they still put in effort, and they are still struggling, they will get double the reward. That is how beautiful our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said is. That is how beautiful and kind Allah Ta'ala is to us. That He want to give us that kind of encouragement. Wallahi, I said, the good thing is that we cannot see our reward. If we can see, we don't know where to keep even. Because there's so much opportunities that Allah Ta'ala have granted to us. Yes, He will test us. Yes, He will. There are times that it will be difficult. But the thing is that the help is always there. But we just need to open our hearts, our eyes, our mind to actually accept, take the opportunity that Allah Ta'ala have granted to us through His words in the Quran and through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the love of the Quran. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ease to go through the journey of this world. May Allah Ta'ala not make it difficult for us, because we know going through this world is very difficult, very challenging. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala reward us for all the sacrifices that we have done. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us a lot of patience. May Allah Ta'ala grant us beautiful friends, beautiful family members that will always remind us of Him. That at the end of the day, all of us will be reunited with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in His Jannah al-Firdaus, inshallah. Amin. Rabbil alameen. With that, thank you so much, everyone. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
So, physical sense for the insightful sharing though. May Allah and the Quran be stronger after this, inshallah. And now let's move on to the Q&A section. If you guys have any questions, y'all can post it down. So the first question that we have, I think we from the guys. Sometimes when I'm tested, I feel very alone. Even though I pray and read Quran, how do I not lose hope?
Oh, mashallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. How do you not feel alone? Eh? The thing is that the simplest answer is that you are never alone. Not that you will never walk alone, that one different, okay? But wallahi, what did Allah Ta'ala mention in the Quran? A beautiful surah after the mentioning of about Ramadan. Allah mentioned to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to remind to all of us. If wa idha sa'alaka 'ibadi 'anni fa inni qarib. Allah Ta'ala said, if my worshipper were to ask for me, where am I? Say that I am close. This is not close. This is close. Right. But if let's say I stand close and how are you? Okay. And talk to you. Come. But if, for example, if someone were to call someone. Hey, where are you, bro? I'm close. I need help. I'm close. I mean, he is really close, lah. He's not just saying, lah. But even though he is 20, half an hour, 1 hour away, when someone said to you, I'm close, what do you all feel? Okay. I wait for you, eh? A bit comforting, right? Compared to he say, I'm about 15 kilometers away. Half 15 kilometers? And half an hour away? That is what Allah Ta'ala trying to tell us, that He is close. And what is Allah doing? أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّعِي إِذَا دَعَي. I am preparing to answer the prayer of my worshipper if they were to ask. So, Allah has always been there, waiting for us. The thing is this, yes, I understand what you mean by sometimes you can feel that you are in this journey alone. That is why you need to go out and seek. Being alone sometimes is good, sometimes. Because being alone will be the time where you will do some reflections, do some soul searching. But the thing is that in order for you to have that support, you need to be the supporter first. Because when we continue to demand, right, from people, like, I need help, I need this, I need that, all of that, right? But the thing is that sometimes at the end of the day, we might be at the losing side compared to if you continue to help others, give others the least that you can do, make dua for others, whatever the challenges that you are going through. Ya Allah, I feel very alone. Ya Allah, if there's anyone out there who is going through the same thing as me, please make them find the right people to accompany them going through this journey. Look at that dua, that unselfish dua. You are going through the alone journey, but you are making dua for others so that they will find people, good people, to surround them, to go through the journey with ease. Who did that? Sayyidatina Fatima, radiallahu anha. Sayyidatina Fatima, his son overheard her making dua. I forgot whether it's Sayyidina Hassan or Sayyidina Hussein. And he said that, why are you making dua for everyone and I don't hear you making dua for yourself? Because when you make dua, For others, the malaika will ameen and the dua will automatically return back to you. So that's the least that you can do. And don't worry, when the right time comes, the right people, Allah will send the right people to you. But you cannot just stay at home only. The one that will only come is Grab rider or Foodpanda. That's all. Okay? Allahu a'lam.
The next question we have is, what materials would you recommend for us to understand the Quran? Is there stuff to do on our
phone? Oh, okay. Okay, I don't need the microphone. It's okay if I don't use the microphone, right? Okay. I hope all of you can hear me, inshallah. What would I recommend to go? Okay, firstly, if you do not know how to read the Quran properly, when I say read the Quran, not just open and then read, but read with the proper understanding of the pronunciation, proper understanding of the rulings. Why is it being recited this way? Why do you need to prolong for 4 harakah, 6 harakah, all of this? If you do not know that yet, go through that. Because many come to me and say, Ustaz, I want to understand the Quran. Because wallahi, I tell all of you, you can never understand the Quran. You can never understand 100% the Quran. You can try to, like what we did just now, but there is always more. There's always more to learn. There's always more to know. So start with that first, by try to search for proper classes to go through. And how long will it take? The length of the journey to me is how much you trust that your ustad and ustada. Because what's the rush? Many people, they want to read the Quran and then they want to khatam, finish the Quran, right? And I will ask them, okay, you khatam the Quran, now what are you going to do next? Dah, surat Allahu al-Azim, then hurray hurray, happy, enjoy, party. You're going to read again. And then you khatam again, and then you're going to read again. My question to all of you, the first to read the Quran cover to cover, is it? 1 day, 2 days? It takes days, right? At least lah. If 30 days, one juice per day. 1 day, about 20 pages. I 7 page only, I read with my ustaz. My eyes is already like... I say my ustaz, cannot ustaz. 7 page, I think my max, ustaz. Wallahi, I'm not saying that... last time, that is even until today. 7 pages, my max. And I will sweat and everything. And because my student always say like, Ustaz, I read with you, nervous. Same. I also read, my Ustaz also nervous. And so, the thing is that it takes a long time to finish the whole Quran. But what did you get when you finish the whole cover to cover? If it's only recitation, wallahi, you have just wasted your time. Because there's so many reminders in the Quran that you have just pass by just like that and you don't get anything. And then now you're going to read again and you are going to do the same cycle. You still don't get any of the reminders. So, my reminder to all of you is, don't rush. Go through the whole Quran. Slowly, grasp as much as you can information. If you finish, alhamdulillah, the whole Quran. If you don't finish, and then Allah Ta'ala take you away, it's okay. You end your life as a student of the Quran. And that is the best. Because Rasulullah said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best of you are those who learn the Quran, then teaching it. So I'm actually number 2, you know. I teach the Quran, I number 2. Those who learn the Quran, you guys sitting here learning the Quran, you guys are actually number 1. Subhanallah. So, what's the rush? Stay number 1. Okay? I mean, the tafsir, okay, all of that can be the secondary. Okay? One of the best good book of tafsir is Tafsir Ibn Kathir, but to learn tafsir, again, you need a teacher. Never go through the Quran on your own. Because now, when you don't have a teacher, who is going to be your teacher? Problem is shaitan. And we don't want that. Okay.
Allahu a'lam. Just a couple of steps. Yes, we really nicely said, answered by us. So, we were able to understand you such a simple method. So, thank you so much.
Inshallah.